I challenge you, citizens of America, declares the benevolent dictator king from the future, to bring me tea to match my symbols of freedom. And the people cheer, and searchlights fill the sky like huge lightsabers at a peace rally. And this cuts to various scenes of incredibly handsome workers working, and they're happy to be stuck in that warehouse moving objects around all day. And conical women are sewing a new type of flag with 13 stripes and 50 bags of tea on a blue field. And Darby's buxom companion is among them as she turns to the camera and beams, "Math is hard. I like my job. Math is hard." And spectacular music plays as night gives way to day in fast forward motion. And standing a short distance away from the Statue of Liberty on an adjacent island, there she is, the Statue of Liberty. She is shaped exactly like her sister, but composed of wet tea bags and dangly strings and molten microwaved honey. Everyone is so fucking happy. Children pray, babies spit up, smiling. Horny sailors grab married men and lips are snogged. Interracial parades spontaneously form. What's that smell? It is the burning plastic of your TV set burning thusly from the sheer power of this commercial. So by now we're all still wondering what kind of commercial this is. Is it a car commercial? Is it about family insurance? Ask your doctor about Xanoflonk, the double nose enhancer tablet of the future. This is kind of incredible. We really have no idea. And we're really fucked up on our couches after this stupid workday and our pathetic little lives. But wait, there's this guy in a dimly lit control booth and he says, Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha The Stash Double Bergamot Conflamulator. Say goodbye to your symbolic representation of corporate totalitarianism. So suddenly we realize, oh, it's a technology commercial. Like, we figured out how to fix your tinnitus using dental tools, or there's a new kind of seatbelt that decapitates you if you're not buckled up or something like that. And then the booth floods with track lighting, and we see that Mr. Evil is actually Darby. What the fucking shit, dude? The fictional character has gone psycho. What is the world coming to? Our morals are in the toilet. Dan Quayle needs to take a bold stance against this manifestation of all that is foul and traitorous discontent of America. Oh, yes, he does. Nuke him until he glows. God damn it. Exclamation point. So Darby has hacked into the Matrix or whatever and has control over all the TVs and computer monitors and radios and videotapes on the whole fucking planet. And he's just laughing and belching. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Then he vivisects a kitten live on screen, and this is broadcast straight into a preschool for all the kids to view. Just in case we weren't sure, now we're totally convinced Darby is evil and out of his mind. He has really gone too far. Gasp, no, cries his buxom companion, watching an image of Darby's head being projected onto the surface of the sky. Darby, why? No, Darby, gasp, why? There are riots happening in the background. Anarchy has prevailed. A hand touches her shoulder. Relax, babe. Bow chicka bow. This ain't the real Darby. Only I am the real thing. Whoa, this guy is black and he's like the original Darby or something? There's a backstory here. Now I am intrigued. I'll bet there's more information on the internet. Maybe they're all cyborgs. Word up. We're gonna take this sucker down. Damn. He cocks this insanely large Uzi and there's this gigantic sound effect like... when he does it, and the buxom companion hands him a transparent mug of tea in a sassy way, and he slams it down, and she does the same, and suddenly she's holding a gun too, and the camera zooms in on them with a fisheye lens, and they say, let's get it on, in unison, except that she sounds funny saying it, like, you know how white people can never say things like that without sounding amiss. Maybe they did that on purpose, like the ethnic 7-Up commercials, but the internet tells me that the actress playing the buxom companion is part Mexican, but she's still blonde. Well, anyway, now it's all become clear. It's a public safety commercial about health. Don't drink tea and use a shotgun, and what follows seems to support this idea. It's this insane killing spree with a rad funky soundtrack and fully rendered wall climbing sharpshooting shit, like a full 30 seconds of it with taxis blowing up and thugs and Nazis being hit with lead pipes. So the message is clear: winners don't do drugs and only shitheads resort to violence? Is that it? But then there's a long extended pimp sequence of the two of them riding in some car? So, some car commercial? What the fuck is going on? Dayquil has never felt like this before. Oh shit! Imposter Darby, she yells. Your days are finished. The mock Darby gasps in bloated frog-like terror. How does your garden grow, ho bitch? Yells the black Darby, and all it takes is one triumphant gunshot to knock evil Darby backwards and pin him to the wall. And black Darby struts over to the desk in that I am so pissed off way, and his shoulders doing that arching, slouching thing that only men can do. I can't watch the rest of this commercial. It's too fucking confusing. I'm changing the channel.
It slices, it dices, it defies the laws of nature.